Washington Governor Jay Inslee wants to dip into the state's reserves to fully fund public schools by 2018, as required by the state Supreme Court. But then he wants to pay that money back with a tax on carbon emissions. It's part of his proposed update to the state's two-year budget. Olympia correspondent Austin Jenkins reports.
Inslee announced his plan at a news conference at the Capitol. He began by giving state lawmakers some credit.
So we know this. The legislature has invested billions of dollars in our public schools in the last 5 years.
But Inslee noted that the Washington Supreme Court has said it's not enough money fast enough. The state is still about $1 billion short of fully funding schools by the court's deadline of next September.
So my budget includes $950 million to do just that.
So where would Inslee get the money? Out of state reserves. But he would then replace those dollars in future years with money from a carbon pricing plan that he plans to unveil in January. It's an idea he's pitched before. Legislative Republicans quickly pounced on the carbon tax as bad for business and expressed wariness at tapping state reserves. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.